This is Earth and Sky. Cave paintings are windows into how early humans saw their world.
Scientists use carbon dating to determine the age of these paintings. Some early artists mixed their pigments with animal blood or extracts from plants. Living things constantly incorporate the element carbon, but that incorporation stops with the death of the plant or animal. This death then starts the clock for the radioactive decay of some carbon atoms.
Here's how carbon dating works. One in a million million carbon atoms is radioactive. If you take a sample from a cave painting, 6,000 years after it was made, only half the radioactive carbon is left. After another 6,000 years, half of that number is left, and so on. By comparing the ratio of stable carbon to radioactive carbon, scientists can fairly accurately find the age of cave paintings.
Consider a well-known mystery, a red, white, and blue rock painting in Utah that scientists call the All-American Man. This painting was long thought to be a hoax, maybe painted by cowboys 100 years ago. But in 1994, using modern techniques of carbon dating, chemists from Texas A&M University found the painting to be about 700 years old.
It's thought to be made by ancestral Pueblo Indian artists. Special thanks today to the Camille and Henry Dreyfus Foundation, a private foundation dedicated to advancing research and education in the chemical sciences. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.